Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Israel opens up more humanitarian paths into Gaza, the U.S. is warning that Iran could be getting ready for a strike. ABC's Britt Clenett is in Jerusalem.
Israel is on high alert as threats from Iran escalate. Tehran issuing new warnings that it will retaliate for an attack on its consulate in Syria last week that killed senior Iranians. Now, President Biden has pledged ironclad U.S. support in the event of any Iranian strike. And ABC News confirming that U.S. Central Command General Michael Eric Carrillo is traveling to Israel to coordinate on this Iran threat.
FBI Director Christopher Wray will be on Capitol Hill this afternoon, warning Congress about the possibility of a terrorist strike here in the United States. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing that the Justice Department is moving to close the so-called gun show loophole. Gun sellers will now be required to be licensed and conduct background checks on buyers, regardless of if there are gun shows or if they sell firearms on the Internet. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission today is formally rejecting a recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Commission staff issued a memo yesterday saying the recall group didn't collect enough valid petition signatures. Recall organizers are already trying again. Wisconsin is limiting pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches at youth prisons. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that staff is now using better methods.
It's well documented that human beings are fundamentally more likely to change their behaviors when they make a choice to do so on their own rather than using persuasion tactics, force, coercion, or punishment.
It's part of a court settlement 6 years ago after a scathing review of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. It's another sign of Madison's housing crisis. Landlords in Dane County filed for more than 2,400 evictions last year. That's a nearly 50% increase from the year before. The Cap Times reports inflation and rent increases have made it harder for people to keep up with payments and to find anywhere else affordable to live. The University of Wisconsin Law School says evictions statewide are higher now than before the pandemic. The man who pleaded guilty to firebombing a Madison anti-abortion group's office is sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. Rudindu Sankar Roy Chowdhury was also ordered to pay more than $31,000 in restitution at his sentencing yesterday. The firebombing at Wisconsin Family Action on Madison's north side happened shortly after a draft opinion leaked that the U.S. Supreme Court would likely overturn Roe v. Wade. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Save big money on your next landscaping project now at Menards. Menards is your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our landscape design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Stop in today to check out our landscaping options and for great deals going on in our garden center now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bucks beat the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the remainder of the regular season due to that calf muscle injury, but that didn't stop them last night from beating the Orlando Magic.
It was great. We had a lot of energy, active hands. We really clogged the paint up, but I just liked how we played together defensively.
Doc Rivers, the Bucks went on to beat Orlando 117-99. Baseball, despite a steady rain in Cincinnati, the Brewers beat the Reds again, this time 7-2. Wade Miley, back from a sore shoulder, did fine through four innings. The NFL selected the Packers to play the Eagles in Brazil, week one in September. I asked Mark Murphy if he's ever been to Brazil.
I have not, but we sent, about a week ago, we sent seven people down. The league sent people from Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Green Bay because they hadn't made a decision yet. So, yeah, got a lot of feedback. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
As Packers president Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. We may get a couple tenths to a quarter inch or more of rain here today into tonight. Our high today, 60. Tonight, showers, 44 tomorrow. Clearing but windy with a high of 58. We'll get to the 70s by this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I am a mom. I am a brand new grandma. And I support life. And Senate Republicans, the GOP, and President Trump really worked hard to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, that'd be Joni Ernst.
With their biscuit.
You know, it's true, Jody. I feel like you can be a woman biscuit maker, you know, in a way that you're not helpful to other women.
Right.
Some like, you know, Tim Scott, as friends would tell us. Biscuit
Byron
maker.
McDonald's, yeah.
Okay.
A few of them.
Yeah. Okay.
So we return that back to the states. That is the law of the land with that Supreme Court decision. So the states are handling that. But again, we work very hard to get this result.
Yes, that sure is going to pay off for you in Rovember, Joni Ernst. I sent Francis and Angela. There is actually a place, Chris, called Biscuit World.
Really?
Yes, and I think for Angela, they'll have some thoughts on it tomorrow. Wow. Okay, speaking of thoughts, look who's here.
Look who's here. It's Twitter and general rock star of the world.
Yes.
Comedian extraordinaire Noel Castle.
Noel Castle.
And everybody's like, yay, ice cream for breakfast again.
The sun would stop.
Noel Castle.
Noel Castle. Castle.
All right, we have so much to talk to Noel about.
Noel Castle, good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for having me.
We are always so excited when you're here. First of all, because you know Trump's entire campaign is projection, and he just accused Joe Biden of pooping the Resolute desk. Not kidding. He literally said he soiled that desk. I mean, that literally. And so I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear Noel's stories about his full diaper on The Apprentice. Please, Uncle Noel, tell us more.
Right. It's absolute projection. Who would come up with that out of the blue except for somebody who was trying to foist it on somebody else?
Right.
You know, and it was obviously, you know, preceded by him accusing Biden of being on stimulants, of being on cocaine.
Right? I was just going to say that. Yeah.
The two things are next to each other in Trump's mind because his incontinence is caused by his decades of speed addiction, and he knows it, and most of the people around him know it. And he tries to get ahead of whatever's going to stick to him. That's been his philosophy.
I'm sorry.
No pun intended.
Your stories make me snort. Okay. So on the diaper meter, how full is Diaper Don's diaper with this trial starting Monday? Because I believe we are at his 10th delay tactic, just failed, right?
Exactly. 10 delay tactics. I mean, he's in great fear of this. In many ways, this is his worst nightmare. Karen McDougal, Stormy Daniels, you know, the list of witnesses is really going to get under his
skin. You forget about Karen McDougal, don't you? People forget about that because of the Stormy Daniels thing, that he was already...
100%. Yeah. Yeah. He cheated on Melania first when she was pregnant. Tom Arnold was at the Playboy Mansion with him, and he turned to Tom Arnold and goes, "Look at her, I'm banging her." you know, or something to that effect. And even Tom was like, you're a scumbag, dude. You're like, your wife's pregnant right now. I believe he cheated on Melania when she was pregnant with Karen, and then Stormy, I think, was after she had given birth to his son. Yeah. But, you know, it's just abhorrent behavior by any measure.
You know, someone just said, when if you heard Roseanne talking with the latest Mar-a-Lago thing, and someone's like, I never thought that the entire country would owe Tom Arnold an apology. And Tom Arnold says you're a douchebag. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I totally forgot about that. Like, he was having an ongoing affair with her. You know, the Stormy Daniels is just like a one-off, right?
Yeah, and she was in love with him. Yeah. She admits it. She gave an interview. She was like, she fell for him, which is, you know, I'm not judging her, but man, talk about
how you're
off.
But I mean, you know, no, it just, we were saying, it just seems so obvious. It would seem like even to people in his, you know, or even Republicans, that nobody acts this desperate to stop a trial from happening if they're innocent. If it is what he says, that it's a Biden-directed witch hunt, blah, 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 right?
I agree. And I think this trial is going to put some dents in that armor. You know, his base has so far been kind of rejecting everything. And I don't think it's going to be so easy in this case, because it's going to take place in New York. A lot of his support in New York are guys who are going to kind of know he's full of it when it comes down to this one.
Right.
So, and I don't think he's going to comport himself well.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I think one of the legal experts was saying, is if it's like the E. Jean Carroll second trial, where, you know, because he can't help himself, he's got to, you know, be the one giving the legal advice, it's going to be another disaster. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's so clear that he knows what the testimony is going to be, right? And it's all his people, right? Hope Hicks and whatever. So he knows already how bad this is going to be. That's why he's so desperate, right?
Yeah, and he has zero self-control as a person. He got up and walked out in the Stormy Daniels trial, right? In closing arguments. That probably added a few tens of millions of dollars onto his judgment, because you just don't do things like that. There are certain places where you have to behave like an adult. Court is pretty much at the top of that list.
Yeah.
You know? And he won't do that.
Yeah. Even for him, this is, was this yesterday, the statement from the bassinet of the 45th? I'm not going to read the whole thing, Noel. I wouldn't do that to you, but. At what point are the actions of a sitting president using lawfare and weaponization against his opponent for purposes of election interference considered illegal? He's a criminal. He's, oh my God, it's all projection. He's a horrible president. He was the worst president in the history of our country. All of these cases you're reading about are quicker Joe Biden's cases, because he can't put two sentences together. He can't do anything, so they weaponize government and take me to court on bull. So we're going to win. We're going to win big. We're going to go through these horrible Biden trials. And the end of the day, November 5th, everyone's coming out to vote for Trump. Thank you very much. Okay. And then it goes on. I don't know. Then it goes on for like several more pages. So he, even for him, is panicked, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's clearly panicked. And in that statement you read, there's all that projection. He can't put two sentences together. You know, he's reading off a teleprompter. All these things he accuses him Biden of that he's guilty of. I was with Biden a couple weeks ago and the two other former presidents at Radio City. Biden is on his game. Yeah, he's older. He's, you know, a grandfather type, but he's there in the room and present. Trump hasn't been present with other human beings in decades. He lives in his own fear, in his own mind, and it's all about his aggrievement.
Yeah.
And his act is wearing thin.
Yeah. By the way, can I just say, sir, I believe that you are America's poet laureate. Some of this, it's like poetry.
Thank you.
Can I have some story time music? This
sure.
is just. The gnarled and splotchy septuagenarian stepped to the podium. He was knee-deep in it now. Abortion bans were kicking in. He knew it would hurt him in the polls. Wait till November, he shrieked at the Jesus nutters on which he relied. I can't walk a tightrope in Cuban heels. Half these dudes paid for abortions for their mistresses all the time, and the other half, well, he knew Lindsey Graham was just a little weasel who used to dance for nickels in his family's bar. Why couldn't he have kept his slurry mouth shut? Now he had a firestorm on his tiny hands. He never got the abortion thing. He probably paid for a dozen in the 80s alone. He never knew if it was a shakedown, but he couldn't risk it. He had lawyers for that, $1,000 and an NDA, and he'd be done. Easy peasy. Oh, the good old days, he thought. Now he had to skirt the issue, but how? Most of these mega freaks only cared about guns and this pro-life crap. Hell, these idiots even thought he was a Christian. It all creeped him out, all this weirdo cross stuff. He wanted music to play when he walked into a room, and he wanted to get high and hit on chicks. That's it. It's just, I swear, no one nails him like you do because you spent so much time around him, around The Apprentice, right? Is that he despises these idiots that right. keep sending him money.
Exactly. And that's why I write those things. I'm just trying to put people in his frame of mind. The facts are all true. I'm exaggerating sort of the literature, you know, the literary way I describe it. But that's all true. Lindsey Graham did dance for nickels in his family's bar. He grew up upstairs. You know, that's what he
balls.
Did. Dance.
He racked What's balls. He literally said it himself that he racked balls
yes,
until the sun came up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah. We have it here somewhere, but yeah. Here. He literally, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, because it was a pool hall, wasn't it? That's what he meant. That's what you and I both meant. He racked pool hall,
racking balls. There's no shame in it. There's no shame in it.
No, no.
I racked balls until the sun came up.
Did he actually say that, knowing that would go on tape?
Yes, he did. He said that to an interviewer.
Okay, so no, yeah, this abortion thing. First of all, what you said, I feel like we all know is true, that you know he's paid for abortions. And do you think any of that will come out? Because we're already at peak absurdity that an adjudicated rapist who right. is responsible for women losing their bodily autonomy in America is now lying about, and he's obviously panicked about, he sees the same polling we do on abortion rights, right?
Absolutely. He knows he's going to lose. He crunches the numbers. He knew he lost in 2020 on the morning of 2020. I saw a clip of him just to speak to the fact that I understand him well. I actually heard a clip on the radio. He had visited a campaign headquarters in Virginia, and I could tell in his voice he knew he lost. And that was by the early afternoon of November 20th. You can hear the defeat in his voice. Everything is bluster. They have internal polling. He knew he lost. He knows he's going to lose this time. He knows he's paid for at least a half a dozen abortions. I heard about it. I know people have worked with him that told me about it. But to answer your question, he has people sign NDAs. He doesn't just pay for the abortion and you go off. He has you sign an NDA. And most of the women that have done that are probably scared to come forward because they haven't seen a lot of accountability for him so far, besides E. Jean Carroll.
Yeah.
And she's a hero.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, but it's so, we played a few soundbites this morning, Noel. It's just like his panic is so obvious. I mean, I think someone said he's taken, what, 16 different positions on abortion, or said, you know, I mean, leave it to the states. Then the next day, Arizona does. And then he's like, oh, no, that's too far, but we should let the states decide. Like, none of what he's saying, I think, makes any sense to anybody, does it?
No, it's a word salad. He's trying to weasel around it. Everyone knows he'll let the far right and the Christian right do whatever they want once he gets into office. He knows the Arizona ruling is going to hurt him, and he's panicked, you know? And it's what he deserves for getting in bed with these, you know, regressive, you know, people that are trying to bring our country backwards and attack human rights. It's not just a women's issue. It's a human rights issue. It's a
yeah.
healthcare issue. It's
yeah.
insanity.
Yeah. Back to story time with Noel real quick.
Okay.
Noel tweets, now he's got to address these greasy fools. He's never seen so many vape pens in his life. No wonder Vanky never went to his rallies anymore. It was like Lollapalooza for folks who said, hell yes, you can supersize it. He never trusted Arizona. Too hot, no beach, snakes. He pissed himself once when one slithered out to the 18th hole in Scottsdale that time. Never trusted the place, and everyone over 49 looked like a damn raisin, except that Carrie Lake. He didn't mind her, but she was crazy as a loon. Ugh, he knew he was going to lose in Rovember.
Okay.
What?
Former Phoenix resident.
Yes, yes, sir.
He tried to build this condo tower in Central Phoenix. But he lost because the local homeowners association drove him out of town. He hates Arizona because of that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And now Arizona is, I mean, very good chance it will go blue because of this, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ruben McGallego. Vote for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. 18, we have Noel for the whole hour.
Yay!
Yay! This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths. Yes, the travel cozy Earth pajamas, the best. Yes. Why? Temperature regulating. It doesn't matter where I'm going, what city, what season it is. Why? Temperature regulating, made from viscose from bamboo. It adapts to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. The very best fabrics, materials, weaves, superior softness, and 15 awesome colors on the sheets. And I don't even know how many they're up to on the jammies. I have the blush color and the black, and there's fantastic the white piping. Yes, I know you've seen them. Aren't they pretty? Okay. I'm just saying, those are the ones that are going on the road to Minneapolis this weekend. Okay. They give you a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. That is confidence, ladies and gentlemen. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and your sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. CozyEarth.com.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh, yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man. Yeah.
Well, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know
what Whatever, bro.
I
mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up. Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine. I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy?
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What?
What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Yeah, this is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dogs. Oh.
What? Is the Stephanie, the window washer's back.
Ah, hi.
Okay, hi, I'm Noel Kassler. So it's a big morning here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Noel. You know, I religiously read Noel's notes. I don't know if you know that.
Yes.
Oh, I did not. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. But you were talking about, because nobody knows this whole, like, scene like you do. You wrote, right-wing billionaires gathered this week in Palm Beach to raise money to pay Trump's legal bills and fund his campaign. Special guests of quote-unquote honor included the architects of the family separation policy, a program which the drug-addled septuagenarian promised to bring back in his second term. The Mar-a-Lago ballroom and John Paulson's mansion were filled with a who's who of right-wing sexual predators and tax cheats, men who'd made it their business to try and dismantle labor unions and social safety nets, not just merely greedy businessmen who want to get out of paying their fair share in taxes. These are extremists looking to reshape our republic to suit their twisted desires. It is amazing how many people are just have given up their soul and, you know, will usher in fascism here for to not pay their fair share of taxes, right?
Absolutely. And it goes beyond even the taxes. They want this punitive agenda against women, against minorities, against workers. This isn't even like some guy up in Nantucket who has a hedge fund who, you know, wants a lower bracket so he can buy another Ferrari. These are people who are trying to reshape our democracy for their benefit. And Trump is so immoral and desperate that, you know, he's like, bring it on. To cheer the family separation policy, that was one of the low marks in United States history. That's something we're never going to escape. That's a black mark on our soul that happened in our time.
Yeah.
To go back would be abhorrent.
I keep saying it's beginning to feel a lot like Hitler. And, you know, that's what somebody pointed out is like all the businessmen were fine with Hitler, you know. And I think it's just, this is why it just irritates the bejesus out of me, no, because there's so much at stake for so many of us, you know, women, people of color, gay people, on and on and on, you know, that just the people that are just like, oh, it'll be fine either way, you know, both sides do it, you know, lesser of two evils, whichever. It's like, no, a lot of us will not be fine, right? Rich white guys will be fine.
Very well said, Stephanie. That's exactly it. And I've been sort of studying the World War II era unofficially for the last few months, looking for the parallels, and they're everywhere. You know, and everybody suffered. The thing is, it's not just the people who were targeted that obviously suffered the most from Hitler and from Stalin and stuff. A lot of everyday Germans suffered, too. Like, it's not a picnic when you get taken over by a fascist. People forget that. Like, the German army wasn't the Gestapo and the Nazi army. That was these other freaks that made up uniforms and their little crosses and were like, we're going to march and salute this little weirdo who's going to, like, bring us to greatness. And it destroyed Germany.
Yeah.
You know, they're still digging out from what happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, we cannot go backwards.
Yeah. And also, by the way, I keep, you know, quoting Judge Luttig saying, like, we just seem, all our institutions seem frozen. Like, we just don't know what to do with him or how to stop him. You know, he was, you know, just, I was echoing what was happening in 1930s Germany. But, you know, you also ended your piece. You said A.G. Garland dragged his feet for years before investigating Trump, seemingly hoping he would just go away rather than hold him accountable. Time is not on our side, but there's still enough of it to try to stop Trump and figure out what the plan is for the GOP. You say, as my old boss, Stephen Stills, used to sing, there's something happening here. We'd all do well to figure it out now. Vote blue. And I didn't know Stephen Stills, my buddy, was your old boss. So that's fun right there.
Yeah, I was Steven's road manager for many years. It was just him and I living together on a tour bus. Wow. I love Steven. He's like family.
Yeah.
And a funny aside, I remember waking him up once in Italy. And I was like, hey, there's a bunch of riots on the TV. This was Ferguson, Missouri. I'm like, you got to write a song about this. And he's half asleep, and he goes, I already did. It's called Something's Happening.
Yeah. It's not exactly clear.
Okay. It was hilarious. But no, something is happening. We can't sleep on it. We can't make up for the time
absolutely.
We lost.
Absolutely. Bonnie and Clyde are warning us fascism is coming and also the window washer. So we'll break and be back with more. Noel Castler next.
CDC estimates that 1 in 6 Americans gets food poisoning each year. Some germs, like listeria, can be deadly for certain people. It targets older adults, people with weakened immune systems, and pregnant women and their newborns. People with listeria infection usually require hospital care, and about 1 in 5 who are infected die or miscarry. Know your risk of listeria food poisoning. If you're 65 or older, have a weakened immune system, or are pregnant, you must be especially careful when selecting, preparing, and storing foods. Heat hot dogs and deli meats until steaming hot. Do not consume raw, unpasteurized milk or soft cheeses made from it. And be aware that soft cheeses made from pasteurized milk have also been associated with listeria infections and outbreaks. Learn more about how to prevent listeria food poisoning at cdc.gov/vital signs.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily, because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you, and we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends?
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age. The physical and mental health effects, poor decision-making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
you had told Stephen Colbert as a teenager that one day the former president of the United States would be standing trial for paying off a porn star, that young man would have said, "You have porn? Can I trade you? I found a Sears catalog in a tree stump in the woods."
Noel, we keep saying it, but one of our listeners said, "I only go to comedians for my news now." I mean, what is going on? Comedians are doing a better job than the mainstream media calling out Trump and telling the truth, aren't they?
Yeah, and I put you and you know, you're sort of ilk at the top of that list, Stephanie. And I think the reason that is because it's an easy way to cut through the BS. And the media, especially the mainstream media, is still locked in to sort of a different paradigm. It was a different world. When facts and truth aren't real and the other side will blatantly lie, you need to call it out as it really is, you know, because, and people are hungry for that these days.
Yeah, and it's just, both sides do not do it, right? Everybody keeps doing the quote. It's like, if one side says it's raining, the other side says it's not your job to report that. It's your job to put your head out the window and see if it's raining or not,
right?
Like, that's, exactly. Yeah.
It's about telling the truth, right? Comedy, everything, people laugh at, like, oh, that's true, right? The best comedy is revealing something about yourself or a perception of the world, and people relate to it because they're like, yeah, that's true. That's real. That's how we need to approach Trump.
Yeah, and the media normalized it in the first place, Noel, and that's why partly why we're here, is they keep normalizing this. Like, this is normal, having somebody under, you know, 88 criminal account, you know, charges in four trials, adjudicated rapist that somehow, you know, and I keep talking about, you know, this trial that's about to start Monday there in New York where you are, Noel, is, you know, you forget, you're like, right after the Access Hollywood tape, this was like a couple days later, right before the election. If this had come out, I think it would have, in such a close election that Hillary Clinton already won by millions of votes, it would have absolutely blown up the election, which is why he did it, right?
Absolutely. It was election interference. That's what he's on trial for, right? For you know, campaign finance violations. And it should have come out. And it's also the reason I'm sitting here, Stephanie. Nobody knew who I was before that. I was a behind-the-scenes guy for 25 years and pretty happy with it. I had a decent life and a decent career. And when he ran, I said to my colleagues on Celebrity Apprentice, I said, we got to talk about this guy. We got to say what we saw and who he really is. The dude can't read. He's snorting Adderall on set. He's using the N-word. He's a monster. He's an idiot. And they were like, well, he's not going to win anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to get in trouble if you speak out. And I said, look, I can't risk that because there's nothing on the other side of this guy. If he does win, we're all out of a job. Yeah. And essentially that's what happened, right? Yeah. He mismanaged COVID. The whole industry shut down, entertainment and the global economy, you know? And if I can say one more thing, I spoke with Hillary's campaign in that time in early October, and I told them what I knew. And they were sort of very confident because the Access Hollywood tape had just come out, and they figured, well, that'll take him out. You know, and it should have.
Yeah.
You know, it's alarming that so many people still voted for him after hearing the way he spoke about women.
Yeah.
That should have been a deal breaker in my mind.
And by the way, I thank you for speaking out. You are a patriot. This is why my Now a Warning t-shirt, because I don't know if you saw the John Bolton interview yesterday, but all these mother that are like, now they're warning us. Like, he could have testified. When he was asked to and put a stop. There are so many times and intersections that he could have been stopped, right? If you had decent Republicans and a decent Republican Party, and then he talks about what an existential threat to the world Donald Trump would be in a second, and then they ask who he's voting for. He's going to write in Dick Cheney, your thoughts on all that?
I was standing at 60th and Park Avenue, like the day after Bolton got fired or flamed out of the Trump administration. I forget exactly how it went down, but he walked right past me and he was up in New York looking for a book deal. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he got one and he was looking to cash in. He should have been heading to Fox News and saying, hey, put me on air right now. This guy's a fraud and I'm going to tell you why, for the good of our democracy. He didn't do that. They wait till they're safe and they're comfortable and they sort of I can't talk anymore, I get so mad.
Yeah.
You know, they give you sort of safe criticism of Trump, right? Yeah. Nobody's really coming forward and spilling the beans.
Yeah, and I thought Nicole Wallace did a great job, but it, you know, we can have a discussion about, do you even give John Bolton a platform to spew his, you know, bull anymore? But I mean, you know, she did just say, how do you square you saying what an existential threat he is to the world and a moron, and you know, you're not going to, they have to make the extra step before November and say, any vote for anyone other than Biden, staying home, Bobby Kennedy, you name, is a vote for Trump, right? They have to,
100%. You know, I was down at the Tulane Book Fair a few weeks ago, and there was a lot of big journalists, Heather Cox Richardson, all these big guys, and I was in a talk with Liz Cheney. And I saw Liz Cheney get two standing ovations from a very Democratic audience, right? I'm not a Republican. On policy, we probably disagree on everything else. But she said, you have to vote for Biden. You cannot vote for Republicans. This GOP is Trumpism. It's MAGA, and it'll destroy democracy. Yeah. That's the kind of talk you need.
I mean, I hate everything else she stands for, but at least if you had, you know, sitting on a right in the Cheney that's not a thousand-year-old and going to die in a second. I mean, they're all evil. Just at least pick the one that's...
Exactly.
So let's talk about Eric Trump, who you know. He appeared on Fox News when asked about the upcoming trial by Brian Kilmeade. He pointed out his father is mandated to be in the courtroom every day of the trial, that a factor that could cripple his campaigning. Oh, tiniest of violins. Hang on. He said for 6 to 8 weeks, he could be stuck. Sorry, I got to get my Eric teeth out. He could be stuck in a New York courtroom. That's Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 hours a day. How do you overcome that? What is his plan to overcome it? It's not going to be a surprise. Eric said every single time he walks into a courtroom, millions and millions of dollars flow in because the American people know exactly what's happening to him. I mean, is this grift just going to go on forever? I mean, and by the way, do you trust the $50 million he says he made at this Mar-a-Lago?
No.
Why does the media report something? Just say Trump says. Don't say, it just happens to be double what Biden made. The guy that tripled the size of his apartment says.
Exactly. There is no way it was $50 million. You know, the $25 million was true, and you knew that day that that figure would be doubled by Trump. And he said it. He said, I'm going to raise twice as much in a couple weeks with this event. I was down there in Palm Beach. I wasn't at Paulson's backyard or Mar-a-Lago, but I was in the area at a hotel, and there's just no way they raise that much money.
Yeah. Can
I just say on Eric Trump, we called him Twizzlers. That was my nickname because he would steal all the red Twizzlers off the craft service table when we left. So we called him Twizzlers Trump.
Well, now that is disqualifying because that's a bastard person. Thank you for that. No, you never know what's going to be the last drop of water in the full glass.
Right.
So Miles Taylor, former, he's anonymous, uh-huh. Or as Trump would say, anonymous. Okay. He's been kind of a corraller of ex-Trump officials willing to come out against him. So he was on Nicole Wallace. He revealed he spoke to one former cabinet official who's not been willing to come out publicly yet, but is against a second term. Wallace said, where is everyone? Where is everyone who knows that he is a clear and present danger? He said that is hopefully significant enough to give Republican voters who are disaffected the air cover they need to not put this man back in the White House. But that means getting those voices actually out there, getting them out on the air. He said there's so many people who have courage, but there's still many unwilling to come out publicly for fear it will destroy their careers. I mean, it is extraordinary. First of all, how many people have destroyed their careers for Donald Trump, but that still remain afraid of this ridiculous bully, right?
I agree. I mean, it's just cowardice. Some things are bigger than you. This is a moment that's bigger than you. I guarantee you most of those people that are afraid already have a house in McLean. They already have a 401k. Their kids are out of college. They have enough out of life. Risk a little bit and stand up for future generations, because that's what we're talking about. This is an existential threat to democracy. I get why it was easy for me to walk away from a, you know, talent management career as a PA or something. You know what I mean? Like, but even that, I suffered. I haven't made any money since 2016.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm okay, but I don't make any money. Because, like, money doesn't matter if you're going to be spending it in a fascist state.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're having a former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh on is coming up. And, I, again, probably don't agree with him on hardly anything. We used to make fun of him all the time. You know, I love that, you know, when he was on Nicole Wallace, he said, you know, I used to be a divisive hole. But, you know, he's talked about, I mean, oh, my God, the hate he gets and the death threats and, you know, his blew his career up, obviously. You know, as did Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. But you're right. They're just this party has lost sight of putting country above party, haven't they? Or even they just one man. It's not even party anymore. Yeah.
And they're the first ones to hide behind the iconography of American exceptionalism, right? We're heroes. We won World War II. Here's a flag. Here's a medal. We honor our troops. How are you honoring the young men who died in the mud in Guadalcanal, you know, to fight imperialism and fascism, who gave their lives for this country, who fought in a miserable campaign for freedom? How are you honoring them by not being willing to stand up to this monster? History's not going to judge you kindly or unkindly for standing up for Trump. They're going to say that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, for instance, this new Trump media, you do wonder, like, when will the grift finally be up? The headline is Trump Media Share Price, the greatest feat of chutzpah ever in the stock market, according to an expert. Stock in the newly public Trump Media Company is completely worthless as a financial investment and only exists for political purposes, said a prominent financial expert. So it had surged to a high of $66 a share following the merger that took it public, but has been on a downward spiral ever since, as experts around sound the alarm that Trump's public promotion of the stock could run afoul of federal securities rules. The initial valuation of the stock put the company's worth at $9 billion, which the experts said is ridiculous by any measure. Every story about him is the same, right? They said Truth Social is highly unlikely to ever make money, not only where its annual sales paltry, only slightly above that of a typical McDonald's franchise, but those sales dwindled as the year progressed. The platform headed in the wrong direction, valuing a company that generated only $4 million in revenue last year at $9 billion, he said, is the greatest feat of chutzpah I've ever seen in the U.S. stock market. I mean, what does Rick Wilson say? Everything Trump touches dies.
100%. I mean, that's the biggest grift, and he is running afoul of securities laws. And look, the two kids who brought it public, they were young men in their 20s or 30s. They met Trump in a diner in Fort Lauderdale, literally in a greasy spoon, and said, you know, they were the ones who brought, you know, the thing public, right? And Trump met them and said, I need you to hand over more shares to Melania. He shook him down after it went public, and the guy nervously was like, I can't afford the taxes if I do that, sir. I got to hold on to my shares. But he tried to screw them out of the work they did. One of them was a former contestant on The Apprentice. They're both now suing him in Delaware, right? He's countersuing in Florida because he has a district judge in Sarasota who's going to, you know, rule in his favor. But it's just bonkers. It's not only everything dies, he rips off everybody.
Oh, my God.
He can
have
to loot his shares. He could issue another million shares to himself, and their share decreases, let alone the stockholder. The general public that buys that are crazy because they're going to lose every dime.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. 47 minutes after the hour, one more segment with Noel. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. It's a whole week, Chris. I got weightlifting day, which I know isn't normally today. I'm throwing you off, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. So
this is hiking and weightlifting, and I got to get on a plane to Minneapolis tomorrow. Mama needs to, you know.
I'm scared.
Scared. Listen, 10 supplements in one. This is the only thing I think propping me up. I'm just kind of a little AI skeleton propped up by this.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to get me through 15 cities, sexy liberal. 10 supplements in one. It has been a game changer. I'm telling you, I've noticed, I'm telling all the everybody in my bike club is saying how much better I'm doing on hills, faster I am. It's right in, I haven't changed anything. Diet, training? It's Morning Kick. Has probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. It has stuff for your, your digestion, help you shed pounds, for your muscles and joints, enhance your overall well-being, gives you energy, makes you just feel younger.
Wow.
That gives me the energy to continue to lie about my age.
Well, sure.
And that's hard as a 42-year-old. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to MyPowerLife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, you know, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I have to pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep psychological warfare of right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the OG sexy liberal company, Credo Mobile.
Yep.
Oh, my God. We've given the sexy liberal causes all over the country. Yeah. They were on this, like, years ago. Jody Hamilton's been with them for 15 years.
That's right.
They have donated over $95 million to amazing progressive... Okay. Hi, window washer guy. I'm doing a live radio show here, but thanks for stopping in. Okay, Credo Mobile... gives to all the causes you believe in, including Planned Parenthood. Join them and you'll get that good feeling that comes with knowing you are making a difference just by texting the window washer guy and saying, could you wait till we're off the air? Okay, you will get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, and a complete selection of brands. And check this out. Bring your phone, bring your number, go to CredoMobile.com, type in the code STEPH. What happens? $250 off any smartphone.
Blammo.
CredoMobile.com, get $250 off just by typing in the code STEPH. Noel Castler, General Rockstar, is here, host of Car Rants, his podcast, also This Just In, star of the Sexy Liberal New York show, August 3rd. Get your tickets. He just agreed to be a celebrity panelist for the New York show. August 3rd, Town Hall. We're so excited.
Right.
Thank you so much, Noel.
Thank you for asking me, Stephanie. And talking about making a difference, you make a difference, and your listeners make a difference. Aww. And it's much needed now, so I appreciate that, and it's an honor to be here.
Oh, honey, we appreciate all that you do, and we really do. What's Sandy in Minneapolis? That's where we're kicking off Sexy Liberal this Saturday. Hey, Sandy.
Yes. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I cannot wait to see you guys on Saturday, and I have VIP tickets.
Oh, my God.
So I get to do the meet and greet.
I got a big hug. Here it comes. Okay.
I can't wait.
I'm super needy right now. Ask these guys. I'm super needy. I'm like a stage 5 clinger. I'm like a koala.
Stage 10.
Yeah, I'm like a koala. I'm not going to let go.
Nope.
You can cling to me as much as you want, but is Chris going to be there?
Chris is not going to be there. The guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money will be there.
Yeah, I'm going to the Western Western shows.
Yeah.
And Ron's going to the Eastern shows.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. We can't wait.
We're going to the Harmar. Okay.
All right. We'll see you at the Harmar. Love you.
Okay.
All right.
The dead mall.
Right? I've never been able to say I'm going to the Harmar tomorrow, but I am.
You
I'm
are.
Flying tomorrow to the Harmar.
Harmar.
Okay. All right. Joel.
Noel.
What is wrong with me? I'm so tired. Listen.
I don't mind at all.
I love...
As long as you get the diphthong right, the vowel sounds
right
in the middle,
yes,
the consonant works.
You're the only person we have on, though, is so fascinating that, like, knows these people, that knows the Trumps, that's actually, like, hung out with them. Like, this Jared Kushner story that came out, that 99-something percent of his money comes from foreign sources. And they keep going on with this Hunter Biden BS. They're going to put this back in the way. This one, Jared Kushner chasing a deal that would wreck Europe's last wild river. I mean, he's openly talking about you got to clear out Gaza so I can build waterfront condos. I mean, is any of this resonating? What a bunch of grifters this family is.
I hope it is, because Jared is the evil one behind this. What I observed was Ivanka and Jared were playing the long game. Trump wants to get high when he walks in the room. Like I said in that thing, he wants to hit on women. He's about his immediate needs. Jared's playing the long game. And I just spent a week in Florida. Okay, I have family in the area that he lives. He lives on, you know, Indian Creek Island. That's a private island for billionaires. Jeff Bezos is his neighbor. Tom Brady is his neighbor. You know, there's a huge industry in Aventura of investment banking. J.P. Morgan has, an office there. My point being, there's so much wealth in southern Florida, and all of assets under management for Kushner's hedge fund come from overseas, come from Saudi Arabia, come from UAE. He's not even trying to get local money, of which there's tons of it, which shows you how malfeasance-oriented his business plan is. He's getting paid back for what he did in the first term on behalf of MBS and Khashoggi, and it's an investment on future sort of favors.
Such a huge national and international security threat that it's just okay. Chuck in Tucson says Arizona is going to go blue. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, half a mile from Tucson, your local deadhead. I was in the local fries yesterday, the Kroger, and all I had to say was, well, it's not like it's 1864, and about 10, 12 people all immediately, the women, you could see the disgust on their face, that the disrespect. People are aware of this issue.
Yep.
Arizona's going to go way blue. That's all.
Yay.
I
Yay. November, it's coming. That's okay. Right. Noel, you are always a delight, and we always can use 11 billion hours with you, but we will take the one we got.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks again for having me. I love you guys. I appreciate it.
Follow Noel on all the socials. Go to sexyliberal.com. He will join us for August 3rd, New York, Sexy Liberal.
Already on the website that he's joining us in New York.
So exciting. Hey. Oh, my God. No
pressure. That's awesome. You're making my dream come true. I've done a million gigs at Town Hall. To be on that stage will be a thrill of a lifetime.
Yay. Love you, Noel. See you tomorrow.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Menominee Tribe is suing the owners of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and Google. The tribe says those companies know their products are addictive and leading to more suicides for young Native Americans. The Menominee say indigenous youth are especially vulnerable to social media's dark side. Four big Wisconsin utilities are pledging to hire union workers for renewable energy projects tied to the Inflation Reduction Act. Union leaders say it helps to know that the jobs for wind and solar projects are as good as those.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special.